This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're going to have certainly a fascinating episode of After the Paracast this week, where we'll kind of summarize some of this and have some surprises. Lately, the After the Paracast podcast has done some real special things. We've had episodes with Greg Bishop, Red Pill Junkie, Curtis Collins, and more. And the only way for you to hear that show is to be a member of the Paracast Plus. To get information on how to sign up, go to plusplus.theparacast.com. Simple as that. Prices start at just $1.49. Former FBI agent John DeSouza is here. He was responding to a listener question. John, let's continue with that.
There's been a lot of intellectual observation over the years that alien visitor phenomena and UFOs, in a lot of ways, it behaves not like a physical phenomena, but more like a spiritistic phenomena, you know, because of this whole peekaboo type behavior that we see over the years. You know, why don't they just if a phenomena is physical, then you expect it to act like a physical phenomena. They would just land on the White House lawn, you know, come on out and have commerce with the human beings, whatever that would look like. They'd be all over the place, like a parade down Fifth Avenue. And they would be interchanging with us in whatever, in an open commercial sense. Not what's going on now, where it's this sort of phenomena that just kind of appears, doesn't appear, it's there, it's not there. There's, you know, just contact with selected individuals here and there, but not with large numbers of people at a time. You know, like I said, it does appear to act more like a spiritistic type phenomena, even analogous to like ghosts or other spiritual phenomena. It doesn't seem to be physical. So yeah, I agree with that very much.
Do you think at all, though, that some of those so-called contacts and or abductions might have been government experiments? And I'll give you an example in a moment, but do you have any feeling for that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But what I always tell people is that these versions of the phenomena that people have, they're not mutually exclusive. Yeah, there can be a portion of these phenomena that could be generated by the military-industrial complex. You know, whether you're talking about UFOs, a lot of people say that the triangle ships very possibly are secret projects from breakaway civilization type things, or that some of these experiences could be my lab, military laboratory type experiments on people done by humans, by human sources. And yeah, that could be true as well. Yeah.
Ever hear of a contactee named Orfeo Angelucci?
No, I remember that name.
Okay, he's back in the 50s and 60s. We had this whole group of people, George Adamski, Dan Fry, Truman Bethram. And Orfeo Angelucci talks of a time where he meets this government person, I think at a diner, and the government person gives him a tab of something, and he takes it. And to quote the song A Day in the Life, he went into a dream. So we think he was drugged, probably. And this is an example of a possible encounter with a government type who did something. And so we can't ignore that. That's why we get into a lot of the stuff here that some of the early UFO cases, late 40s, 50s, involved government. We have Maury Island. And the Maury Island case is interesting, and I'll tell you why for a lot of reasons. It supposedly involved a UFO dropping some kind of metallic substance. Kenneth Arnold, who had the sighting on June 24th, 1947, was called to Maury Island and dispatched there by Ray Palmer, who is possibly one of the people who created the UFO mystery, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. Ray Palmer was editor of Amazing Stories. He was co-founder of Fate magazine, had a publication called Flying Saucers, helped create the Shaver mystery with Richard Shaver about supposedly being captured by beings who lived in caverns. beneath the surface of the earth. And Palmer sends Arnold to Maury Island to check it out. And he gets into a hotel. It's really strange because it's like James Bond. And he goes to Tacoma and he looks for a hotel. There's nothing there. He didn't make a reservation, figuring it's a big city. There's always going to be a hotel. Finally, he finds a hotel, and they already had a reservation in his name. And as recounted in a book called The Coming of the Saucers, he apparently was being recorded. They didn't use tape then. I think they used wire recordings, whatever. He was being bugged while this was happening. All right? One of the people, a Harbor patrolman, who saw the UFO was a guy named Fred Lee Chrisman. The reason I mention him is because he'd write letters as a reader of Amazing Stories magazine during the era of the Shaver mystery, talking about the arrival of flying discs in the skies. A lot of what we saw in the early UFO encounters were depicted in the so-called factual sections of Amazing Stories, which was otherwise a science fiction magazine, again, edited by Ray Palmer. Palmer, of course, has his involvement with this guy, Kenneth Arnold, who had the first modern UFO sighting. So, therefore, it's pretty weird what happened there. That this one guy anticipated the UFO mystery, dealt with the guy who was a pioneer sighter of UFOs, encountered this guy named Fred Lee Chrisman, who was writing about flying saucers and Amazing Stories. And later on, by the way, there were a couple of rumors about Chrisman. He's kind of an odd character. He had a talk show in the Seattle area, right wing, I think. And also, there was a story that was being researched by a friend of mine that maybe he was one of the hobos they saw near the school book depository during the Kennedy assassination time.
Right, and also he was in the OSS searching for stolen Nazi gold stolen Japanese gold in the Philippines. That was a conversation stopper.
No, I remember here a guy named Floyd Murray who died some years ago. And he had a huge stack of documents about Fred Lee Chrisman and about all the stuff he did. And so I got interested because we have these strange connections, and that's why I'm talking about government conspiracies and everything, John. We had this strange connection with this one guy whose experiences transcend the origin of the UFO mystery in Amazing Stories magazine, the presence in a strange UFO case that Edward Ruppelt, who wrote the book, The Report on Unidentified Flying Objects, and was head of Project Blue Book for a while, called it the dirtiest hoax in UFO history, this Maury Island hoax, blamed it in part on Ray Palmer, whom he called the Chicago publisher. We have Fred Chrisman there. Fred Chrisman may be involved with the Kennedy assassination, at least being there. A very strange character. And that's why I say, John, there's evidence of possible government involvement infiltration in the early days of UFO research. And then there's a guy named James Carrion, who was a former director of MUFON, who wrote a book called The Rosetta Deception, that the ghost rockets during World War II were part of a government plot to spook the Russians, and was going to write a book on Roswell called The Roswell Deception. Well, you get the picture. So you see what I mean, being a former government operative, about early involvement, isn't it? Might be peculiar. We'll find out more in a moment. I want to remind you again, listeners, and we'll have the answer from John in a moment, that you should take a look at the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com, because it is the numeral uno best way to listen to this show and also the After the Paracast podcast and so much more. Got videos, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And check out the official Paracast channel, recently debuted with artwork from Red Pill Junkie. Fabulous artwork on YouTube. John D'Souza will answer my involved comments about government involvement in the early days of the UFO field as we come up You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So I raised a lot of scenarios there, John, that have nothing to do with interdimensional visitors, but possibly stuff by our own government. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, no one has to convince me that government would engage in underhanded tricks, psyops, poisoning people with tablets, conducting unauthorized experiments on individuals, both to do with UFOs and even outside of UFO areas. Yeah, you don't have to convince me of that, that's for sure, because there has been a history of that before the incidences that you pointed out and after as well. Yeah, I have no doubt that the government did these things with these individuals and that the government tried to shape the narrative of UFOs and alien visitors towards the beginning of the phenomenon in the ways that you said. I can absolutely believe every incident that you point to. However, like I said, it's not exclusive, the alien visitor phenomena being true and real and actual in accordance. And because you just have to go through the cases, talk to the witnesses, and you can see that what you're talking about absolutely can exist and can be real. At the same time, the actual alien visitor phenomena can also be real and be genuine. And of course, the best answer for that is to actually listen to the witnesses and talk to them and see what's going on with them, because there's incidences that can't be explained by government manipulation and things of that sort. I mean, if you just go to the Rendlesham incident in 1980, there's a lot of documentation there of these plasma vehicles that invaded this American military base on British soil. And that there was the commanding officer himself of the entire base was involved in the pursuit of this plasma UFO in the middle of the night through a dense, dark forest with some terrified troops in tow and him armed with just flashlight and his audio recorder. You know, he was just chasing this UFO through the night. These things had occurred over 3 nights. It later came out that these UFOs had actually shut down a nuclear facility on that base.
You know, there's a lot of weird stuff with Rendlesham. We've covered a lot. We've had John Burroughs here. We had Nick Pope, the former head of the Ministry of Defense. And
we've had Charles Salt. We've had Jim Peniston. We've had
sure.
Go. Peter Robbins.
Yeah, we had Peter Robbins.
I don't think we've had Larry Warren. Have we had Larry Warren?
No, we didn't. And this is interesting. Larry Warren wrote this book with Peter Robbins called Left at Eastgate, the original best-selling Rendlesham book. They've had a falling out because Peter says that Larry was lying to him. So a lot of the things that Larry Warren was saying about this case were not true. But there are also resemblances with the Rendlesham UFO and Cash Landrum in that somebody suffered severe physical injury as a result of coming in proximity with this apparent craft. We're talking about John Burroughs, who's been on this show. In fact, he was sitting next to me as we did our first interview with him. He came to my home not too many years ago, and we had a nice time with him. I like the guy. We've had him on the air. In fact, some of our listeners know he does a promo for the show. So we listen to him. We know that eventually the government agreed to pay for his condition, his injuries, his serious, serious symptoms, and that took a lawsuit, and we had a show on that too. So, yeah, we've covered Rendlesham quite a bit. But there I also look at possible government experimentation to some degree, partly because of Burroughs, partly because of its resemblance to Cash Landrum, partly because of the resemblance of both cases to Falcon Lake. And we did an interview with Chris Rutkowski, the famous Canadian UFO researcher who has a really, really solid head on his shoulders. Falcon Lake, where someone suffered something that also might have been similar to radiation burns. Do you see the point, how complicated this is, John?
Oh, sure, absolutely. So that makes you believe, because of injuries and radiation burns, believe that what exactly?
It's not a question of belief. I think it means that we have to look into a lot of possibilities here. There's a possibility of some government involvement. It could be something paranormal, supernatural, extra-dimensional. I will not dismiss that. It only says we have an open book on these cases. And we should look at the resemblances and the possible similar injuries of witnesses.
Sure. How about when a witness is killed?
Well, that too. Give us an example of a case involving that.
Well, I'd be interested to hear what you think about the Travis Walton case, which continues to develop 40 years later, where he was a very young man working in the logging in Sitgraves National Park back in 1975. His crew was leaving for the night in a truck, and a plasma vehicle appeared just above the tree line. And
you're assuming it's plasma vehicle.
Well, because the description is that it was giving off a very bright light. It was not just sitting there as like a metallic appearance. It appeared to be filled with light. So to me, that just speaks to the whole plasma description of the vehicle. So that's why I go to that assumption, because of how the appearance of the vehicle was. It appeared to be giving off light at the time. I tend to refer to UFOs as plasmas anyway, because to me they just, I think that's a more accurate description of their properties and abilities. So of the genuine ones, I'm saying. He ran under this plasma vehicle, and he foolishly went into this halo of light, and the thing apparently gave off a bolt of energy as it was taking off, and it just struck him down, apparently dead, to his partners who were in the truck, and they just took off. They just took off, and they left, and they figured he was stone cold dead. And later on, he also said he was probably struck down dead at that time also. One of the things that happened in that case is that there's another witness who happened to be in the forest at that time, and he was hunting in the forest at that time, and he emerged from the forest as that occurred, as Travis was struck down by this plasma vehicle that was hovering above him. He just looks to his right, and he was a member of the military, this guy, and he looked to his right, and he just saw a giant thing, a cloud of dust from the truck peeling off, and a bunch of guys screaming in the truck. And then he looked to his left, and he saw a young, very skinny young man, apparently unconscious or dead, being lifted up into the bottom of a plasma ship in a spotlight and just being lifted up. That, when I heard him talk about that, it captured my imagination so much, I actually put it on the cover of my book, exactly what he said he saw. And he later took polygraphs to show that he was telling the truth of where he was and what he saw. And he went to his base military commander and asked if he could come forward with his testimony, and base military commander said to him, "You can come forward only if those guys are indicted for murder. Then you can tell them what you saw." 5 days later, Travis appeared, Travis Walton, so that indictment never came, even though they were working on it. Later, he went to Travis and he showed him his polygraphs, that he was telling the truth about what he saw. However, when Travis did his background checks on the guy, it came out that he had some contacts with these debunker groups that had plagued Travis and his witnesses for so many years. So that's why that witness was never really accepted by Travis Walton to this day.
More to come with John D'Souza and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We were talking about Travis Walton and his encounters very briefly. Travis was also on the Paracast once. Chris, do you know him much at all? A little bit, right?
Yeah, I've spent some time with him when I was out in L.A. visiting Tracy Torme. I was able to spend actually the entire afternoon with both Tracy and Travis. Was really struck by how intelligent he is. You'd think a logger from Snowflake, Arizona, with limited education, would be, you know, kind of a salt-of-the-earth kind of guy. Travis is really smart and very bright. I have been around him and caught him when he drops into these kind of glitches where he goes into a thousand-yard stare, which convinces me that he's still, on some deep levels, still traumatized by what happened to him, 40-plus years ago. And I've always been convinced that it's a real deal. I've known Travis. I met him over 20 years ago, and his story has never varied. I just spoke with a journalist, actually, who I'm helping with a project. He actually interviewed Travis on camera within weeks of his experience happening. And then he went back last year and did the exact same interview, asked him the exact same questions. Of course, Travis had forgotten the initial interview years ago. And so, and he didn't remind him that he had already interviewed him. So he asked the questions and then went and compared them. And unlike a lot of contactees and you know, experiencers where the story gets a little bit more fleshed out and more details and more impressive over the years, he said, if anything, Travis's story was more conservative.
Exactly. You know,
40 years later.
Exactly.
And that there was absolutely no deviation from any facts at all. He seemed to be more circumspect now, and that he actually felt that he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and that they probably didn't want to take him, but he thinks they may have healed him, which exactly. is kind of like his latest take on what may have happened, that they actually were kind of forced to take him aboard the craft to heal him from getting zapped by some sort of weird grounding energy that appeared to happen, the spark that flew out and got him and all that. So, yeah, I think out of all the cases that we have of this type, that this one is one of the more compelling cases. You know, you have Clifford Mahudi also, his family having the incredible sighting 100 miles away a month or so later, and the kind of the blistering of a dozen or more cattle mutilation cases that occurred around the Heber area the month before the abduction. So, you know, there's other attendant phenomena that occurred around that area of the Mogollon Rim that fall of 75. And I think it's important for investigators to always look, you know, before and after events to kind of help put things in the context and get some possible correlations.
Exactly. And I was going to bring up, there was always a nagging problem with the Travis Walton experience, which is that investigators who looked at it always were puzzled by the fact that it was an alien human abduction, but it's one that doesn't fit any patterns that have happened since then. It doesn't fit the patterns of every abduction. It's unique, absolutely unique, and has never been repeated. Now, what was the reason for that? Well, recently, Travis has not deviated, but actually had an elaboration of his thinking on it, and that was that. It was that this was not an abduction at all. It wasn't an abduction. It was a rescue operation where these alien visitors became aware that they had possibly killed someone on the ground, and that was not within their parameters. So they had to go back, pick him up, and that's part of why they were so unprepared when he was brought on board and he started physically resisting with violence these gray entities that were trying to approach him and calm him down, that they actually had to abandon the situation and just leave him because they were not prepared to control him, to do any of the normal things we usually see in alien abductions. That answers why this was so different. It was because it wasn't an abduction. It wasn't. And it was a rescue operation. And I believe that he actually was dead and they actually brought him back to life.
Yeah. And again, we're, you know, speculating when it comes to that. But, you know, there are details to his experience that, you know, the Warner Brothers movie totally glossed over the actual human types that were on board the craft that he described and had interactions with and actually was able to communicate with. You don't see mention of that in the movie, and you also see, you know, the forced injection of fear-based mongering material, waking up in a gooey cocoon on a wall with lots of other gooey cocoons.
It's Hollywood.
Yeah, the thing coming down in the eye and, you know, his face being immobilized. These things were added as an afterthought. And, you know, I've mentioned this on the show before that both Travis and Tracy Torme were at the point of actually legally suing, you know, the studio and having their names taken off the project. Because they were so upset with the way that the onboard ship portions were sensationalized. You know, again, that's Hollywood. What can you do? But I think we should do well to go back to that case and reread the interactions that he had with what appeared to be humans aboard the ship, not Nordics. Really, you could describe them as Nordics, but that's not how Travis described them. They were described as regular humans. And you have something similar with the Betty and Barney Hill case, where you have humans dressed in what appeared to be like Nazi uniforms, I think was an actual term, or German uniforms, maybe, that was the term that Betty used. So, you know, there's always this kind of tricksterish element that's present in most, if not many, of our you know, close proximity cases. I think instead of throwing those particular anomalies out of our data, I think we should actually spending more time examining those inexplicable elements, because that may be where the clues are that we're, you know, it's like forest for the trees, you know, it's dangling right in front of us and we're not picking up on it.
Yeah.
We're obviously, we've got something wrong, and I applaud, Don, you're diving into alternative thinking and going in and looking at these things from a fresh, you know, new and fresh perspective, as best you can. And
as a matter of fact, it's funny that you mentioned the humans. Well, the human appearing creatures that were encountered by Travis afterward, because as people know, he confronted. There were three gray individuals, or we would think of as grays, that at first encountered Travis and tried to calm him down, tried to get him back on this table. And of course he confronted them with violence, and they were small and weak. Of course, he said their muscle tone, when he hit one of them, their muscle tone was almost like rubber. There was just like no muscle there at all. And so they ran away from him. They abandoned the effort. But then, later, and this is my contention, I believe that those same entities may, because there were three human entities that appeared kind of uncoordinated between themselves that he later encountered, who were, I think was one female and two males, that had that Nordic appearance, sort of. They had that, they were very tall, very well-muscled, very Turner's body. But one of the things that I contend is that those three Nordics, for lack of a better term, that he confronted later, they basically shared some of the qualities with the earlier three grays. And I believe in the extra dimensional hypothesis, I believe those three Nordics were the same alien entities that were the three grays that he
encountered. Yeah, maybe they were holograms or some sort of projection to keep him from freaking out.
Yeah, because I believe alien visitors, from what I've seen, I believe the alien visitors, because they are extra dimensional in nature, they probably are able to change their race, their appearance, their, just like we, even easier than we change suits of clothing.
We've got more to come with John D'Souza, final segment. And Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, obviously, whatever Travis Walton saw, that's not what they looked like. Or it was a show put on for his benefit.
Yeah, it's a show. I believe it's always a show put on for the benefit of the experiencers. Because I believe that these alien visitors, that they can change races, they can change appearance like we change suits of clothing. Maybe even easier than that, if there is a holographic type component to it. And I think that the Travis Walton experience is a good example of that, because you see those repeating. Because what investigators do is they look across hundreds of these cases and look for these clues, patterns that repeat, because we're building a profile. We're building a profile of the subject and who they are and what they want and what their agenda is.
Now, there's an abduction researcher out there, actually two, but one's no longer with us, Dr. David Jacobs. He has a theory that ET is here to create a hybrid or hybrid race of humans, aliens, to eventually take us over. And that's what abductions are all about. That's why we have all the genetic experimentation and the reports of people possibly being impregnated with alien embryos or something. That, to us, is very extreme. Chris and I have very serious questions about Dr. Jacobs' research and about his conclusions. But if ET is putting on a show for us, assuming this is ET, would that be part of the show, to pretend to create a race of half-human, half-alien to walk amongst us?
Oh, no, I don't think it's a show at all. I think that that is very likely is going on. I don't know if these hybrids have already been planted here. But like you said earlier, all these abductions that have probably been going on over hundreds, thousands of years, they're collecting a lot of human material, and they've got quite a bank built up. When you have money in the bank, you got to spend it at some point. And I believe we're going to get all that tissue, all those samples, all the human material, we're going to get it back someday. And, yeah, I think a part of it is going to be the way that Dr. Jacobs says, with these hybrid creatures, these mixed creatures that will be sent back to us, and we're going to get all of that material. Now, imagine, with all that human tissue material that they've built up over so many years, how many hybrids is that they could actually build in that time to send back to us? That's quite a lot.
Yeah, but do you really think they engage in such a primitive way of doing this?
I don't know how primitive it is. It seems pretty advanced to create new forms of life out of our genetic material that kind of shares some traits with us, but that's very different in other ways. Just like what we see in prehistory with the Anunnaki, when we see these artful representations of the Anunnaki messing around with DNA and creating these new creatures in the work that we see from prehistory. And I think we could be heading back to that situation again.
Chris, what's your feeling about this?
I don't know. Anytime I hear Anunnaki and prehistory and these types of terms, my kind of eyes glaze over.
Don't glaze over, Chris. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, his nickname is Glaze.
I have a tough time just suspending my disbelief and going there. I think there's very little evidence, tantalizingly so, that we're being visited by anything. And one of the questions that Angelo has here is, he's just wondering what makes you believe that most of these events can't be explained by something more prosaic. And of course he says, my favorite question is, why is there no footage of these things? My opinion is that in a time where the majority of people have high definition cameras with them, we should have a lot more footage. I also feel that the explanation that these things are able to avoid our cameras somehow is a bit of a cop out. You know, I've been saying that too. I remember in the, right there in 99, the change of the millennium, saying, oh, yeah, with these cell phones, and you know, everybody's going to have a camera. We're going to have so many more pictures. The data, the technology will finally overwhelm the mystery. So far, people are so, they've got their cameras pointed at themselves so much that part of the reason is that, you know, they're not looking at their environment. Everybody's looking, falling in love with their thumbs. I mean, let's get real. But
while
still,
the giant UFO is floating over.
Quality photographs. Why aren't we? What do you think, Sean?
Well, I talk about this in my book. There's something called the shock and freeze factor. When a person experiences a paradigm shifting event, there's kind of like a revolt from the brain that refuses, doesn't want to accept what the senses are taking in. And that happens. That happens to anyone who goes through something that changes their reality. There's a resistance to accepting that it's true. It's called the shock and freeze factor. However, there are phenomena that are so slow moving, like again, the Phoenix Lights, where we had this large triangle type ship that was 1 or 2 miles from wingtip to wingtip, blotting out.
Yeah, but we have no photographs of it.
There's
10,000 people, they estimated, saw it.
There's lots of photos and video of the Phoenix Lights.
No, there's videotapes of the flares that Luke Air Force Base sent up 45 minutes later. There's no actually photographs of the craft.
The flares that were sent up were done 1 week later after the phenomena. It was just timed to make it appear that it was done in the same time frame. But it was so
No. The flares were sent up 45 minutes after the craft went by.
Yeah, but there are photos of the actual phenomena and video as well. If people do a search, they can find various examples of that. It is out there. And the reason is because it was such an incredibly slow-moving phenomena at the time, almost as if it wanted to be seen by as many people as possible.
Well, it's something that you were kind of fishing around for. I noticed in the book, fishing around for people that would make good spokespeople, and you touted Lynn Katai as someone that is positioned because of her, you know, academic credentials and whatnot, as a person to represent the UFO field. And
because she was in Raising Arizona, too, the movie.
Yeah, I would beg to differ with you. She's one of the most bought-in, naive, total suspension of disbelief, special destiny person, all the things that are bells and whistles in my book. I mean, I love Lynn to pieces, don't get me wrong. I think she's a great lady. But she has totally bought the whole true believer Kool-Aid hook, line, and sinker. I don't believe she's objective. I think that she's had a life-changing experience, and everything now is going to be tempered through that particular prism. So
it's always a bad thing whenever any kind of phenomena or outlook becomes like a religious-type outlook instead of just what it is. And so I just want to tell people that they have to look at these people's testimony and just, you know, decide for themselves. And, you know, look at my testimony also in my books on my website, johntamabooks.com, and my books on Amazon, the Extra-Dimensionals and the Para-Investigators. And so they can decide for themselves, you know, what is credible and what is not.
Thank you so much. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for a pair of official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Look for the official Paracast channel on YouTube. It's getting complicated already. And look for the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. There you find out about joining Paracast Plus. We offer a version of this show free of the network ads. We take out 41 minutes of ads, so everything goes with very little interruption. We give you the After the Paracast podcast for more, and we also offer videos and other things. More content coming from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth in the near future. As a matter of fact, when he finishes his current efforts at being a politician, Paul Kimball, right? Check out plus.theparacast.com. John D'Souza, I had a lot of fun with this, talking and debating with you and discussing our viewpoints. Thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
Yeah, thanks for being on.
All right. Thanks, Gene. Thanks, Chris. It was awesome.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.